The State Department of Health and Social Services is cooperating fully into the investigation of an Anchorage woman charged with abusing six adopted children and an undetermined number of foster children. Anya James has been charged with 10 counts of kidnapping and 6 counts of first-degree assault for the abuse she perpetrated against children in her care over the past decade. KSKA's Ellen Lockyer has more.
The Department of Health and Social Services and the Office of Children's Services are cooperating with law enforcement in the full investigation and prosecution of the charges filed against Anya James. Christy Lawton, director of the Office of Children's Services, says the children are safe now and their physical and emotional needs are being closely monitored. Lawton spoke through a prepared statement saying also that the department is unable to answer specific questions about the case because of the ongoing investigation. The questions go back at least a decade, according to Anchorage police who are working on the case. James was a licensed foster parent from 1994 to 2005, according to records. James also adopted 6 children, the last one in 2004. When removed from James's home in October of 2010, the 4 children still living with her then showed signs of starvation to the point that normal physical development did not occur. One child was hospitalized at the time, according to APD spokeswoman Anita Schell.
Anya James restricted the diets to the children, which led them to become severely malnourished.
By the time the investigation began, 2 of James's adopted children had already left the home. They are aged 21 now, and the 4 removed from the home last year range in age from 13 to 20. According to a memo to the court by State Prosecutor Tally Henry, the oldest of the adopted children filed a complaint with OCS last October, setting the investigation in motion.
When the police arrived and they saw the children, they looked like children. You know, several of them actually were adults, but they looked much younger than their actual age. And that's the state's theory is that's due to malnourishment and the fact that Ms. James wasn't providing them with enough food to eat, basically. The lanugo is the downy hair, and that's characteristic of victims of starvation or anorexia. It's basically a sign that your body's not getting enough food. And that was present on several of the victims.
Alice James told investigators that the children were fed a mix of oatmeal, mashed potatoes, and uncooked eggs, and forced to write 20 pages in a journal each day before getting food. The children were kept in a converted garage with cement floors, used a kitty litter box instead of a toilet, and were confined to small spaces that were electronically monitored to detect egress. Why the abuse at the James household was not detected until so recently is puzzling. A neighbor on James's street had filed complaints with authorities but was ignored. OCS's Christy Lawton says the state does not monitor the environment of adopted children once the court has approved the adoption.
You know, every time we place a child for adoption with a family, we are doing a home study that would be looked at for each and every time and evaluated of whether or not they can meet the needs of that child and what the needs of any other children in their home are, adopted or otherwise. So that's a really intense critical review that's done before a child is finalized for adoption.
Anya James's attorney, Rex Butler, has filed not guilty pleas on behalf of James. James was arraigned Wednesday in Alaska Superior Court in Anchorage. James collected some $750,000 in state adoption subsidies in the decade from 2000 to 2010, as well as the 6 children's permanent fund checks. Some of the children also had income from Alaska Native Corporation dividend checks, which James kept. James homeschooled the children as well. Assistant DA Henry says there is a possibility that further charges against Anya James could be filed. I'm Ellen Lockyer.